Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's the time of the year when our local markets are at their prettiest, with all sorts of fresh fruits and vegetables coming our way. Among the most eye-catching are Maryland peaches in their soft yellow and orange splendor. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there are so many great ways to enjoy peaches.
Oh, yes. And Maryland, you know, I'm not going to get in any sort of argument with Georgia, but I got to be honest, our peaches are way better than what's supposed to be the great peach of the country, the Georgian peach.
The Georgian peaches
are big and a little bit watery. Ours are smaller. A lot of intense flavor, and I think we do a really good job growing some peaches in Maryland.
Yeah, well, we got a bad news, good news story here.
Right. So
the bad news, yeah. We got the Clingstone peaches right now.
Right.
They're the first to come into the market. A lot tougher to work with, but also incredibly delicious.
Right. In other words, so the stone in the center of the two types of peaches, the Clingstone, it's stuck to it pretty hard.
Right.
And you really can't sort of cut the peach in half or get any nice wedges. You really need to use a knife to cut around the stone.
Right.
Eventually, we'll see these freestone where literally it's just a treat to cut it in half and pull it off.
It pops right out.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It pops right out. There are so many inventive ways to use peaches.
You know, of course.
Peaches and ice cream.
And savory is, they really do well in the savory world.
Well, let me tell you about a dish I did the other night. I saw it online. I decided I'd try it. I take some chicken thighs, cut them up, saute them, and then you add in some cut up peaches and some onion and some white wine and a couple other things, some Dijon mustard, and you get a really, really tasty dish.
Yes.
And it just brought home the fact that peaches go so well with so many other savory ingredients.
Right. I mean, peaches and bourbon make an incredible sauce for pork chops.
Oh, man.
You know, that's an easy one. They go great in salads, obviously. They take heat nicely, too. Sprinkle a little cayenne pepper in with them if you're going to use them for salads. That's always fun. And, you know, of course, desserts, we can make peach things forever.
Yeah, some of the things that I've used them with are raspberries, Vidalia onions. Mm. Like you said, heat. Jalapeno peppers.
Sure. It's
a mild heat.
So yeah, yeah.
It's not
there's a good peach jalapeno barbecue sauce.
And something that somebody claimed, I haven't tried it, but avocados going with the peaches.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me. I'm not a big avocado fan.
I may try it someday just to see how it works out. But also one of the things I love to do with peaches, and it's something you can do because we're in the Chesapeake, is to make a Chesapeake salsa with a lot of peaches, onions, bell peppers, minced parsley, and corn.
Sure.
Right off the Silver Queen corn.
Yeah, it's perfect.
A little red wine vinegar, a little olive oil, touch of sugar going in. You have a really nice salsa.
Yep.
And you can substitute peaches for a lot of other ingredients, other fruits.
Yep.
Particularly when you're making tarts.
Peach tarts are delicious. I mean, and very simple because I think peaches don't require a long cook time. They have great texture. So slicing peaches, even just laying them on a piece of puff pastry, drizzling some honey, a little almond, and baking that, and boom, you have a beautiful peach tart.
It really is.
And I love peach ice cream. If you're going to make ice cream, you got to put peaches
that
in.
That is the only ice cream I would consider making because I love it so much.
It's so good.
You can also pop them into your pancakes, you know, cut them up a
of
little
course.
Bit. Or you can make some nice muffins. If you're doing it, pop into the peaches.
For sure.
And they're going to be delicious. A very friendly, warm, inviting fruit. I love it, and it's a great season for them.
Yes.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.